This is JIS News. Coming up, customs software reducing wait times at ports. NWC warns against illegal land transactions and MOU signed to improve Alexandria Community Hospital. The news in detail after the break.
Friday, January 15 is the new deadline for entries for the JCDC 2016 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music, and traditional folk forms, Jamaica Gospel Song, Jamaica Children's Gospel Song, and Jamaica Festival Song. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office for entry forms and other details.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
Now the news. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese is reporting that the wait time for the clearance of personal shipments has dropped significantly since introduction of the automated system for customs data Asikuda. Major Reese says since the implementation of the export and import modules for personal shipments under Asikuda at ports in both Kingston and Montego Bay, the wait time to customers has been reduced to little over an hour.
We have already seen that personal shipments are being cleared within an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and 20 minutes. So that in itself is evidence of the level of efficiency. When we compare to earlier periods where persons would travel to the warehouses or the ports and expect to spend a day or at least a half a day.
Plans for the implementation of the import and export modules for commercial shipments are far advanced. Asikuda is an online system which has enabled customs to computerize several of its business processes. Meanwhile, Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese says introduction of the Asikuda system and its supporting legislation has placed Jamaica alongside the world's best customs agencies. Major Reese says the improved ease of doing business facilitated by Asikuda will make Jamaica a more attractive destination to international shipping organizations.
This will put us, I would say, in the top 10% in terms of customs administrations globally, not just within the region. In addition to the IT system, we have been spearheading a number of legislative changes which will ensure that our business processes are properly regulated.
In addition to the efficient processing of transactions, Asikuda will allow customs to provide accurate and real-time data to the Ministry of Finance and Planning, Tax Administration Jamaica, and the Statistical Institute of Jamaica for data analysis and optimization of business processes. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, has been signed to expand the services provided at the Alexandria Community Hospital in St. Anne. The agreement was signed Friday by representatives of the Ministry of Health, the Northeast Regional Health Authority, NERA, and U.S.-based organizations Mind, Body and Soul Health Ministry and the Patel Foundation for Global Initiatives. It will see the upgrade of the Alexandria Community Hospital into a center of excellence, which will offer improved services to that community. The project will involve expansion of the maternity, pharmacy and dental services in the first phase. Laboratory as well as diagnostic X-ray services will also be expanded over time. Health Minister Horace Dally says over $250,000 will be invested in the initial phase of the project.
We will continue to put what we are putting in the hospital, and they will put in extra funds for what they have already indicated. The pharmacy, the dental lab, the maternity suite, and very importantly, the pharmaceutical service.
And the National Water Commission, NWC, is advising the public that no land belonging to the agency is being sold or leased. This in response to reports that unscrupulous persons have been claiming to act on behalf of the company in the sale or lease of lands owned by the NWC. Acting Public Relations Manager at the Commission, Karen Williams, says reports of these illicit transactions surfaced late last year. Persons have been operating under false pretense in an effort to sell or lease NWC lands in Bull Bay, Dallas, and Dread Heights or Bedward Gardens in St. Andrew, as well as other areas of the island. Ms. Williams says the company currently has no land for sale or lease and that it has not authorized anyone to act on its behalf in transactions concerning its properties. She adds that any effort to sell NWC-owned lands will be done in a highly publicized, transparent process involving the Commission's legal and properties departments. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.